Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We have a lot of events coming up here in the next several weeks that I want to invite you to join us to learn about everything from crops to livestock to food preservation and more. Starting off next week, the Armstrong Memorial Research and Demonstration Farm will hold their annual field day on June 29th with a focus on crop management and soil health. The day begins at 10 a.m. and concludes with a presentation at 2 p.m. and will be held at the Wallace Learning Center and ISU Armstrong Research Farm on Hitchcock Avenue to the west of Lewis. Registration kicks off at 9:30 a.m. at the Wallace Learning Center. Our first presentation at 10 a.m. will be on corn rootworm management with a variety of specialists from ISU Extension. A strips demonstration will be scheduled at 11 a.m. featuring a soil pit. Strips stands for science-based trials of row crops integrated with prairie strips. At noon, we will have a free lunch and a presentation from the NRCS on using soil health principles to build stress tolerance in cropping systems. And we will also have a rainfall simulator demonstration with NRCS soil health specialists from our local office. At 1 p.m., we will have a conversation about maximizing cover crop benefits and using a diverse species mix to build soil resiliency. And at 2 p.m., we will wrap up the day with a discussion on maximizing cover crop benefits, timing, and options of cereal rye termination. The field day is free and open to the public, but pre-registration is requested. You can register by calling or emailing Ruth Bloomquist at the local NRCS office, 712-254-4346, or email ruth.bloomquist@usda.gov. You can find more information on that on the ISU News website. You can also give our office a call to learn more about the Armstrong Research Farm Field Day, featuring crop management and soil health demonstrations on June 29th. Coming up in July, the Armstrong Research Farm will host a program on forages. It's focusing on forage quality and utilization, challenges and successes of using pearl millet, forage sorghum, and sorghum sedan grass. Local beef producers are invited to join us on Tuesday evening, July 12th, at the Wallace Learning Center on the research farm near Lewis. We'll be discussing stressed pastures, high grain markets, and the continued limitation of forage productivity and land access for cattlemen. Many producers have turned toward integrating cover crops as an alternative to extend the grazing season, and some have begun utilizing warm season annual forages to fill voids during that summer slump. Their field day on July 12th will feature ongoing forage research with summer annuals. It will begin with a classroom session featuring swath grazing of warm season annuals as a winter feeding strategy. Head researcher Garland Dahlke of the Iowa Beef Center will discuss a variety of topics related to forage quality and utilization. Attendees will then have the opportunity to view the summer annual test plots at the farm, including German millet, pearl millet, sorghum sedan grass, and teff, warm season species selections, farm usage and application, nutrient value, and anti-quality issues also are on the agenda for the evening. Again, this is an evening program. Registration and a light meal will begin at 5:30 p.m., and the program runs from 6 to 8. ISU Extension field agronomist and beef specialist will also be presenters on the program. The field day is free thanks to grants from the North Central Extension Risk Management Education Center and the Southern Iowa Forage and Livestock Committee. However, to ensure adequate meal count, pre-registration is requested by July 8th by calling our office here in Cass County, 712-243-1132. You can also email Erica Lundy-Wolfolk to get on the registration list for that forage field day at the Armstrong Research Farm. Again, that is coming up Tuesday evening, July 12th. We are also hosting a couple programs on produce and food preservation as we get into the peak summer growing and harvesting time. If you'd like to learn about the basics of preparing fresh produce, join us on Wednesday, July 6th from 9 to 11 a.m. here at the Cass County Extension Office to learn how to store, clean, prepare, and preserve fresh fruits and vegetables. You can find more information about that program and register online at the Cass County Extension website, or you can give us a call here at the office and we'd be happy to get you signed up for Produce Basics on Wednesday, July 6th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Coming up the following week, we're going to be hosting a Basics 101 class on our Preserve the Taste of Summer program. Learn all about pressure and hot water bath canning, dehydrating and freezing, a variety of great ways to preserve that summer taste well beyond fresh produce season. If you love fresh garden produce but have more than you can eat, preserving it is an easy answer. It's not difficult as long as you follow safe preparation methods. This class will teach you how to can, freeze, and dry food safely at home. Because we will be doing several demonstrations and have samples, the cost is $10 per person. Financial assistance is available by contacting the Cass County Extension office. And again, for that program, you can register online or give our office a call or stop in to get registered for Preserve the Taste of Summer 101. That is happening on July 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. here at the Cass County Extension office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic as well. Lots of chances again coming up here in the next several weeks to learn about a variety of food, livestock, and crop production information from the experts here at Iowa State University Extension. Information on all of those programs is available on the Cass County Extension website. Invite you to check that out and get registered today. For more information on all of our upcoming programs, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Stop by the Extension office on the fairgrounds, visit our social media or websites, and keep up to date with everything happening in Cass County. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.